Our next case this morning is number 063090, the United States against James Goldman. Mr. Daniels.
This is a case where my client pled guilty and the only determination was for the court to make was on the weight of the methamphetamine that my client manufactured. Basically, we had expert testimony from Dr. Martinez, and in his testimony, he started talking about purity, and the Honorable District Court judge started talking about pure weight.
But the guidelines are in the alternative, and what I was interested in was your comment that, or the comment that the government makes, that even under Dr. Martinez's view of the amount of methamphetamine that this man was producing, you could either get between 478 grams on the low side to 771 on the high of a mixture, or you could get well in excess of 50 grams of pure, because once you've gotten over either one of those thresholds, this sentence is the sentence.
Absolutely, but I don't agree with the government's position. First of all, he made two different calculations on the mixture and substance. First, he said 478. Then he also made a second statement of 270 to 646.
But even the 646 end is over the 500. So
I agree that if the court said that they made a determination, if the court said it's 600 or 550, I wouldn't be here. That's not what the court did, though. What the court did, it said, well, either way, it's above the 50. And that's where I have the major issue. And it is a major issue for two reasons. One is Dr. Martinez testified ultimately on redirect by myself, that he could not possibly determine the pure weight. He could not. And that only the government could have done that when they had the drugs or when they took the lab down. They did not do that. He also testified, if you look at the record very carefully, that the percentage could be as low as 15%. If you go from the amount of the precursors and divide that by the 15%. But the point is that his issue is we couldn't determine it. And the court said it doesn't matter. It's over 50. And that's just incorrect. The court couldn't do that because there was no evidence from this particular defendant as to what capabilities he had as far as the pure weight is concerned. There was ample evidence on the mixture, and if the court just said, well, it's above the 500 and we don't have to worry about the 50, then that would not be reversible error.
Doesn't the record show that either one was met? And I guess my second question for you, since we're on the subject, is why was the court not entitled to rely on the government's expert's testimony that it's vanishingly rare that somebody would come up with a purity percentage, even below 30%, much less below 50%.
I don't think that the court made a determination that was accurate as far as what the percentages is, because my expert witness testified ultimately that you couldn't determine it. And I don't think the court took that into evidence. I don't think he paid attention to that because he was confused as to what we were talking about, the 500 or the 50. When my expert said it could be as low as 15%, and you couldn't determine, only the government could, I think you get into a situation where if you say if it's above the 50, that you're not really making a specific determination on the facts that are in front of you. Clearly, there were sufficient facts for this court to say, yes, I'm above the 500. That's not what that court did, and that's why I think it needs to be reversed. I think once you get into an issue that you're getting into hypotheses, issues that are not specifically factual issues based upon the actual events that occurred. There was an issue as to exactly what the amount of the precursors were. One of the things that popped up in the sentencing hearing that he received some of his drugs, the precursors, from an individual that sold it, that stole it from a pharmacy, and there were different weights of the pseudoephedrine that was stolen. There's some were 30 milligrams, I believe, and some were 60. And that really wasn't taken into consideration by either expert as far as pure weight. And my argument is clear that the court couldn't make a determination under the pure weight. And when the court tried to do that, that's when the reversible error occurred. That's when the issue occurred that the pure weight should not have been even an issue in this sentencing hearing.
Let me, I have now found the passage I was looking for in the court's sentencing transcript. This is in the appendix to the government's brief, appendix 15, and it looks like it's page 69 of the transcript, where we see the court denying an objection, and he goes on to say, I believe that the record, although I must certainly acknowledge it's a little confusing, but based on the evidence and so on, I believe clearly supports a finding that the substance containing was over 500 grams. And I actually think there's adequate testimony in this record. It still ends up being more than 50 grams of actual or pure. So I read that as a finding in the alternative, that he finds mixture over 500, and he thinks the record also can show 50 of the pure. So if that finding is there, and you agree, too, that there's enough evidence to support more than 500 of the mixture.
Yes, but I still think it needs to be reversed because he did bring up that it's higher than the 50. I think once you get into that issue, I think that we need a new sentencing hearing to make a determination as to whether or not this is all accurate. I think he could have been he could prejudge that said, well, the 50 was clear and the 500 was questionable, and therefore I'm going to find him beyond the mandatory minimum of 20 years anyway. So I think that if he only said, and I agree with the court, if he only said it's above 500, I don't have an issue here.
Okay.
And that's our position.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Daniels.
Thank you.
We'll hear now from Mr. Hartzler.
Good morning. May it please the court. Thank you, Your Honor, for pointing out page 69 of the transcript. I think that does resolve it, and I would just take a moment to tell you also that on page 15 of the final transcript, the final sentencing hands transcript, the court says, the court adopts the factual finding and guideline application as contained in the pre-sentence report. So I think it's pretty clear on this record that this judge did adopt the 907-gram finding that was in the pre-sentence report, sentenced Mr. Goldman based on that conclusion, and then found that there was an alternative on which he could also sentence Mr. Goldman, which was the 50 gram of methamphetamine actual. Has no questions, and I will return the remaining time.
Apparently not. Thank you, Mr. Hartzler.
Thank you.
How much time, Mr. Daniels? You have 3 minutes. Thank you, sir. And let's see, Mr. Daniels, you were appointed by the court, and you have the deep thanks of the court for your fine efforts on behalf of your client today. The case will be taken under submission.